Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
This is Rose Columbo right here for you every Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio, live, and also archived, so you can always come back and listen to any shows that you missed or didn't finish listening to. And also, it is great for you to know that if you're on YouTube, you can Google Columbo Chronicles. I have a new channel, and you can listen to Columbo Chronicles. When you click on this, click it on, type it into the search box, click it on, and then scroll on down and choose your favorite show on my new channel. And don't forget to subscribe and like on YouTube. Help me build up that new channel, Columbo Chronicles. I really appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much. Important information, no doubt. And just to let you know, we do add the Justice Club, which I began years ago when issues come up. And we are pretty much going to be entering into the Justice Club today with our very special guest, who I'll tell you a little bit about in just a moment.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Speaking of little justice, why don't we go back to the dinosaur age? And you can read my political satire, fictional adventure thriller, Orwellian style, on how the Judeo-Christian dinosaurs were depopulated. And it isn't just a book. I wrote this message for the world.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Columbo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Columbo, available at Amazon.com.
That's right. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Check with your bookstores. They can order it as well. It is in hardcover. It's also paperback and Kindle. And it, as critics say, will leave people very concerned about our natural humanity, free will, and free choice. So it is a saver for your children as well. And speaking of injustices and justice, I'm a longtime advocate for justice whose proposed laws in California, presented to legislators who implemented them over the years, as well as the nation. And I came across a message that was sent to me today because one of the topics that we're going to be touching on with our special guest, Jerry Hauser, he is a member of the New York Diamond Dealers Club. He's a returning guest. And he's a wealth of information and concerned about our country as well. And he is a very successful businessman out in San Diego, the beautiful city of San Diego, California. So here's a message from Captain Hung Cao, C-A-O. And I usually don't read emails, but I think this is really important. Because of what is happening in our country with inflation, open borders, 40 million unidentified foreigners from third world nations in our country. Some are spies, some belong to cartels, gang members, and traffickers of guns, drugs, organ harvesting, and people, and fentanyl and opioids and illicit drugs that are killing Americans, especially the youth, and but chemicals, whether they're prescribed or in jabs or illegal, must be used very carefully. You must know what you're injecting or inserting, ingesting into your body, because everyone is an individual and everyone has a different reaction too. So let's see here. A message from Captain Hung Cao, CAO. He starts off actually with knock, knock, knock. It's the scariest sound you will ever hear when you live in a communist country and you hear knock, knock, knock on your door. But it can also be scary in America considering what is going on over the past few decades as we have been losing our freedom, our rights, our liberties, our secure borders, and our identifying foreigners in our country while we are being excessively identified with facial recognition, iris scans, thumbprints, special coded driver licenses, passports, photos, questions, pat-downs at the airport or naked x-rays, even though those aren't doctors x-raying you, and you have the obligation to either be intrusively, to make a decision to be intrusively patted down, or since Obama came into office, the American people have been naked x-rayed with unknown levels because there are no safe levels of radiation, which I began to write about back in 2009, having been in the beauty industry for 25 years. And so these are very serious issues to me because chemicals and radiation can kill human beings and every living, breathing animal or plant life on the planet or inside the ocean. And that's why you can only spend so much time in the sun because of the radiation. At the airport, when you get full body naked x-ray with no covering to protect your body or your eyes, you can get, according to medical journals, cataracts. It can stunt the growth of little children. And it also can cause aging. And it can cause the free radicals to eat up you and gobble up like little army your good cells, your healthy cells. And it can lead to cancer. And so the idea that people who didn't even know they had cancer and then were full body naked x-rays with no protection still remains in my mind anyway. How could the government do that to the American people and people around the world, except for those who claimed a religious right exemption from being naked x-rayed or patted down because they claim it was against their religion, and those are the same foreign nations who attacked our country and stated, and their stated and written strategic goal is to, for the persons that aren't coming here to assimilate as Americans, but coming to overpopulate and dominate and conquer the United States of America as well as the rest of the world, which is the same agenda as communism, communist China, who are buying up everything in Western civilization. And in America, that should be considered, in my opinion, and appears to be treasonous to allow communist nationals, communist non-American citizens to buy up our banks, our communications, to enter into our government, to donate to our universities in huge amounts of money so they have a say in what goes on in our public schools and our universities. Also, The open border policy, which was begun with President Bill Clinton when he jumped into bed with the communist Chinese for an enemy nation and violated, in my opinion, the international waterways, and getting into bed with a foreign enemy nation and outsourcing our intellectual property, our manufacturing jobs, our manufacturing companies, and in order to use slave labor, and then import products that were created, developed, and made in the USA, and stamped made in the USA, now stamped made in China and imported back to America, but not with the same quality care that occurs in the USA or used to occur in the USA before a product could be sold or labeled according to the United States laws and policies. So lots of things are going on in this country that lead people to wonder, is really going on in America? And on that note, I'm going to come back and read this message to you. And I'm also going to contact our guests while we're taking a break. And hopefully you will call in just a moment. So something must have happened, but I'm sure he will call in. He always does. So hold on, and we will take a little break right now. So don't touch that dial, because I have some really important information to share with you, and that's exactly what I will do.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right. Be sure to bring your appetite. And I just did contact our guest. He's trying, something came up. He's trying to figure it all out, and hopefully will be able to join us on today's show. He is a returning guest. He's a dynamic businessman. He's in the diamond business, been in the diamond business generational with his family. And he's out in San Diego, and he's a member of the New York Diamond Dealers Club. And so hopefully he will get back to us soon. Let's see here. I was going to read you this email sent from Captain Hung Cao, CAO, USN retired. He's a former Navy Special Operations candidate, U.S. Senate. And it says, knock, 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 as I said before, you were listening. And that's a very, very scary sound on your door when it's unexpected, right? Well, it's even scarier when the communists infiltrate your country, right? And this is what he said. He says, it's the scariest sound you'll ever hear when you live in a communist country. It's the last sound my parents heard when their fathers were taken away. It's the sound of always living in fear, and it's my family's real life story. Yes, that's a true. We escaped from Vietnam, and just days before Saigon fell to the communists, we were given a new life in the most generous country on earth. America. America saved my life, and I dedicated my life to paying her back. Captain Cal says, I graduated from the United States Naval Academy and served for 25 years in Navy Special Operations in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, Pakistan, and 40 other countries in the world. I love this country, but right now it's taken a dark turn. And on that note, I'm going to take a break, and I will tell you the rest of the story in just a moment.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. We're back with Colombo Chronicles Live. I just had a call from our special guest. He's trying his best to get whatever emergency came up and talk to us about not only diamonds and our nation. So anyway, he escaped his family from Vietnam just days before Saigon fell to the communists, and we were given a new life in the most generous country on earth, says Captain Hung Cao, C-A-O. America saved my life, and I dedicated my life to paying her back. I graduated from the United States Naval Academy and served for 25 years in Navy Special Operations in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Pakistan, and 40 other countries around the world. Yeah, Luke. And we're having a technical problem with the phone number. So I love this country, but right now it's taken a dark turn, says Captain Hung Cao. Now the knocks are coming from Joe Biden's Department of Justice, sending two dozen armed agents to arrest a pro-life activist in front of his family, raiding gun shops and seizing records from law-abiding gun owners. Does that sound familiar to anyone? I mean, since Bill Clinton came into office with Eric Holder, Janet Reno, they were all anti-gun and for taking guns away from Americans. And I don't think people were paying attention. And so that leftist, liberal, progressive idea continues on to today, and they have been trying so hard to take away the guns from Americans, but they opened up the borders and the ports, and we have all the illegal guns coming through our borders since the 1993 coming into our borders from third world nations, foreign enemy nations like communist China, Russia, and the Middle East Muslim Brother care countries and their jihadists and cartels and gangs. And what is the purpose of communists or other foreign enemy nations to do this? It is to destroy the youth. They have been trying to destroy the youth for decades. The American, natural-born American youth. they are depopulating the youth through guns and through drugs. It wasn't the war on drugs. It's the war for drugs. It isn't the war on guns. It's the war for guns, or they would secure the borders and protect the American people and the children, especially those in inner cities who are now not graduating from high school, but are belonging to gangs, selling drugs, selling illegal guns, carrying illegal guns. They can't even, the police can't even enter in the city of Chicago because it's so dangerous, where they're always shooting up in the neighborhood with guns. So anyway, Captain Hung Cao says, I love this country, but now it's taken a dark turn. Now the knocks are coming from Joe Biden's Department of Justice, sending 24 armed agents to arrest a pro-life activist in front of his family, raiding gun shops and seizing records from law-abiding gun owners, arresting his challenger in the next election. And he's doing it all while real criminals are free to roam our streets, and we're even allowed out of the prisons and out of Gitmo by presidents, and also funded and flown back to their countries, who were leaders of organizations who came against America during the 9/11 attacks. Others were let out during the lockdowns, but we were locked in and they were let out in California and New York, in case you didn't know that. And while BLM and Antifa, who are committing crimes all over the country, were let out free and hurting. Stunning. While they are arresting Christians and patriots. So we are losing our country. You know it, but you also know we can save it, he says. I've been all over the world. And believe me when I tell you, if America fails, there is nowhere else to go. But I still believe in America can be the land of opportunity. And as someone who owes their life to the American dream, I have an obligation to fight back against those who have trampled on it. We need real fighters, not politicians, not bureaucrats, and not keyboard warriors acting tough in custom-made suits. If we're going to preserve our freedoms, we can't be intimidated. We must be fearless. Let's win this liberty. And that's Captain Hung, H-U-N-G, Cao, C-A-O, United States Navy, retired, former Naval Special Operations, candidate for the U.S. Senate in Virginia. And now we're going to turn to our very special guest. We had a little technical problem, but we're back online here. And his name is Jerry Houser, and that's with a G. And he is the diamond expert and a generational family business, very successful in the beautiful city of San Diego in California. And he is also BBB accredited, A-plus member since 2001, and so much more about Jerry. But today, Jerry not only wants to talk about diamonds, he wants to talk about communism, fascism, and the open border. So let's say hello to Jerry and welcome him back to Colombo Chronicles. Hi, Jerry. How are you today? It's so good to hear from you.
Fine, thank you. Nice to hear your voice.
You too, Jerry. Sorry about the technical problem, but we're here, so that's all that matters, right?
No, that's right. No worries.
No worries. Okay. Everything's for a reason, right? Because I actually, what I was doing, Jerry, because I knew you would finally get through, is reading a letter from Captain Hung, H-U-N-G, Cao, I guess that's how you pronounce it, C-A-O, and he's a former Navy Special Operations and a candidate for U.S. Senate who lived in Vietnam and escaped to America. And so he's very concerned about what's going on that actually was happening when he escaped to America so he could live free with freedom, liberties, and rights. So why don't we start here? Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about your background for those who don't know, and then we'll see your views on fascism and so forth and open borders.
Rose, I'm sorry to interrupt here. I'd love to speak to this man. I'd love to. Please share his number with me. The reason why is I have information that would really benefit him a lot. Okay, now on with myself. I was born in New York City. I was actually an art major, took advertising design, did some of the things that people are familiar with. I'm not going to go through the details of that. But the bottom line is I got custody of my son. I had to get off the road. I was traveling a lot. And one thing led to another. I needed another job. I got into the diamond business. And people in those days in the 70s were worried about inflation. Not as bad as it is today, but they were worried. And during the Carter administration, they kept printing money, created inflation. And so I was invited to speak at monetary conferences like with Howard Ruff, Jim Dines, and Jim Blanchard, and I can go on with many other names. And I learned a lot about politics. I learned a lot about the government. And I continued to sell diamonds. My company at that time was La Jolla Diamond Company. And lots of people in those days were taking a page from the European ways of investing. They were buying diamonds. In fact, the Rothschild Bank in France actually holds diamonds for their citizens, and it's guaranteed. But that's another story. But anyway, and we're on the phone now. I try to retire. I came to San Diego, and what can I tell you? I am still in the diamond business. It's very difficult to get away because you're helping people, making them feel better, and it's not something that sits well with me when I'm not doing what I'm doing now. So that's basically it. I want to comment. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I should say, well, basically what you're saying is that this runaway inflation that began in 2020 is affecting every retailer, especially in the jewelry business, all accessories and all clothing. I just wrote a book called Dressing Up and Dressing Down that also deals with how politics and the economy affect the spending of Americans and their mood as well as to whether or not they're going to spend and buy a new outfit and new accessories or diamonds or whatever, or else pull back and pull in their purse strings and just keep, you know, saving the clothes they already have or buying less expensive clothes or less expensive jewelry, whatever it is, because they have to pay for the higher costs for the necessities of life now, including food, electricity, water, gas, and housing. And so with all these restrictions from lockdowns and globalism and outsourcing, it's become a real challenge with what is happening in the retail business as so many stores have closed, who were U.S. American, all-American stores created by natural-born Americans back in the day, and now many have closed their doors that were big names as well. So I think that we have to really take a look at this open border situation and inflation and the outsourcing. What do you think?
Well, for sure. One way I describe inflation is it's a tax. Why is it a tax? It's because you have increases in prices, whether it be houses or food or we pay for gasoline, for instance, out here in California. For regular gas, it's $4.69 a gallon. And that's a good price. So the price of gas went down from $6 to $4.69. They say inflation's going away. When was the last time any of your listeners paid $4.69 for gasoline, at least in this country? But it's a tax because you have diluted currency. which means everything costs more, which means the add-on prices that you're paying can be looked at as a tax, and that's what it really is. And can I go on with this? Because I don't want to get away too much from diamonds, but it's your show, not mine.
No, because this is really important to our economy and to the fact that, you know, people are very concerned about, we used to be able to go into the store and buy nice clothes and not be so concerned about it, because when you're buying and you're working and you're buying around the nation, that means that the economy is being stimulated. But the economy is not being stimulated when you have to skyrocket gasoline to $4.69 or $5 or $6. It was all the way in some places, $9 in California at one point. I mean, how is this even reasonable for the average family who has 2, 3, or 4 kids to feed and to take to all these different schools and so forth and then get to work? And then tell us we have to buy an electric car, if you recall that one. So it's like we're living in the world of Oz somewhere. I don't know where, you know, but it's like we're in the Twilight Zone.
We're making so many mistakes, Rose. I'm really talking to your audience also. I give you just an idea. We didn't have to have inflation. We did not have to have inflation. We could have floated bonds. We could have floated bonds for seniors, for poor people. Hold the bonds for the poor people, give them to them, rather than give them tons of money, printing it to do so. And the poor people get interest on it. Why not pay poor people interest? Now, a lot of conservatives say, no, we don't want to do all that stuff. But it's everything like this is better than what the Biden administration is doing. I'm not even sure Biden knows what's going on. And I'm not trying to be nasty, but it's just what it is. And another thing we're doing wrong is we're calling what's happening, we're not really calling it inflation per se. Only certain people are calling it inflation. The Democrats very rarely will call it inflation. They say they bring down high prices. It all could be it could have all gone away with bonds. We could have bonds for people overseas, you know, foreign bonds. Everybody loves to buy our paper, but they didn't do that. They decided to print the money. And another thing they're doing wrong, our government is doing wrong. Actually, it's the Republicans are doing something wrong, and they're doing something horrible. What are they doing? They're calling it Democrats, they're socialists or communists. They're not communists. They're not socialists. You say socialists, a lot of people in our country love socialism. All of Europe is socialism, all of it. People are riding bicycles in Sweden. I mean, I can go on with the stories. The government gives you down payments for the homes, okay? So they think it's good. Meanwhile, not only are they driving bicycles, they can't work. Businesses are closing down. Ever since the 2008 crisis, we had financial crisis, a lot of countries in Europe bought the bonds, you know, it bonds to people borrowed money to buy homes, and it got out of whack. So I can go on and on with this. But the other thing is, don't call it socialism, because that means people listening will vote Republican because we're calling it socialism. It's fascism. It is fascism. I can prove it to you. Let's start with communism. Communism is where go ahead.
I was just going to say, can you explain to our audience the difference between communism, fascism, and socialism, because they're all different?
Yes. Everyone in Russia is a good example of communism. In Russia, communism, everybody works for the government of Russia. Everyone. People have no control. If you get fired, you get fired. You have no Labor Relations Board. You have no place to go. You're done. Okay. If you do anything in the way of trying to be a capitalist, you might go to jail for a year. You might get killed. Anything. Because you're anti-communism. Now, fascism, I can go on with this, but anyway, fascism is totally different. Fascism doesn't control companies or everybody working for the companies. Fascism is where you have your own company, you hire people, hire them, and fire them as you wish. What's the difference? Fascism is where the government controls people. So you can hire them, you can go into business. If the government doesn't like it, they close you down. That's fascism. Now, I'm relating to what's going on in our economy as fascism. Open borders, okay? That means they'll let anybody in. They're controlling you. They're controlling the American public. They're controlling every citizen here. If they don't like what you say, like Donald Trump, they keep giving him lawsuits. And General Flynn, who is, if you ever saw the special of General Flynn, it's unbelievably, horribly true. But just all your audience can research that, what he did and he didn't do. But anyway, Bonds recognize it's fascism. Republicans should not call it socialism. Okay? It is fascism at its roots. And I'm aware, listen, I'm a senior. I've been living through this. I lived through the 70s. I saw what was going on in the Carter administration. As far as fascism goes, Obama started it. I'm sorry, people like Obama. And of course he did some good things. All presidents have done something good. People say even Hitler did something good. Okay? But it is what it is, fascism.
Well, in America, we are not a democratic country. We are a republic. And we are guaranteed freedom, liberty, and rights. We have the Declaration of Independence. We have the United States Constitution, the supreme laws of the land. We have the Bill of Rights, which is now the Bill of No Rights, it appears. And also the Constitution of the United States of America is to be the supreme laws of the land. And they are not to be trampled upon because some presidents come along and decide they have a pen and a phone and they no longer need Congress or the Constitution to make laws. They will use their pen and their phone and executive orders, and they will dictate the law to us, which are, include mandates, regulations, fees, fines, penalties, on taking away any right they want to take away under an executive order, which were only intended to make administrative laws or based on a national emergency, but not harm or change the Constitution of the United States. They don't have the power to do that. They have five powers, and that is not one of them, to fool the people and trick the people into believing that the President of the United States can change and ignore or rewrite new laws and ignore Congress and the Senate and the and take over their job. And so that makes them totally meaningless, and that means that we're paying them, and we have been paying them since this 2009 when the executive order, well, actually, I can go back to 1993, when these presidents decided they could do whatever they want with our money, they could do whatever they want to us, not for us, with us, and by us, but to us. And I think the American people are pretty fed up with it. And if they aren't, then I guess I'm alone because I'm fed up with it and I can see through it. And I think it's a big hoax being played on the American people that they have given themselves and granted themselves this power that was never granted to them by the United States Constitution. Because if there's no Congress who is performing their fiduciary duty to read, review, and write the laws and make sure they are in accordance with the United States Constitution and the will of most of the Americans, which is what they are to do, not according to their personal preferences, which is where we're at now, or sympathy to certain groups of people, because that erases equality and equity for all people, and writing laws for only certain people for protections when the Constitution calls for protecting all people legally in America. But today, Jerry, they are protecting, I would say, about 40 million illegals in our country from foreign enemy nations, and many of them are bad dudes like jihadists, cartels, gang members, organ harvesters, traffickers of kids, traffickers of drugs, guns, fentanyl, spies that are in our country now. And they are not vetted, and they are not deported any longer. Who gave the President of the United States the right to change, detain, and deport, and non-vetting, which is required by the Constitution and secure borders, the right to just scrap it? Well, this is what I'm saying. The American people do not understand their power, and they don't even understand the Constitution, it appears, because they should be very upset about what has happened to our country, because these foreigners who are unidentified, and some are enemies of the USA, who have attacked us, and then they're released from prison and Gitmos, they are given more rights than we are, and we're paying for their housing in the prisons if they do get arrested or in Gitmo. We're paying for everything, for their food, for their special privileges, their special prayer time, their special prayer books, their and anything they demand. Whereas the American people, I don't know if you're aware, but back in the 90s and early 2000s, these presidents weren't opposing these organizations trying to take the Bible away from prisoners in our United States prisons. So we have a lot of issues going on here, how the American people are being disrespected and ignored and trampled upon and put in prison, because we have more prisoners in the United States, American prisoners in the United States, Jerry, than any country in the world, including China and Russia. So when you talk about inflation and you talk about open borders and you talk about the cost of living, expenses, it's all on the backs of the American hardworking taxpayer, who is now the ones who are being abused, in my opinion. And this isn't just this particular president. I'm talking about this has been going on for a long time, very slowly, until all your rights are gone. And so that, I think that's what this Captain Hung Cao is talking about. The former Navy Special Operations, and I think that's what he's talking about, how we are losing our American dream, turning into an American nightmare. What do you think?
What I think and what I know is everything you just said is a fascist script. It's exactly everything you said. Not one thing is not. I mean, we can talk about open borders and constitution, but this is fascism at its bare roots. And why are they doing this? People would say Democrats, Democratic would say, why? How could that happen? It's not happening because people are conditioned. The United States is the best country to have people running to get here, blah, blah, blah. Why are they doing all this bad things, all right? It's more than a hunger for power. It's all about control. It's like Hitler. It's about higher areas of life in this country. And people, by not doing anything and not rising up against it, we are like sheep waiting to get slaughtered. I mean, I'm not trying to be, overly aggressive about it, but that's what it is. It's what it is.
No.
I
agree with you. We are the sheeple who are being led, like in Hitler's day. Look, come to me. The economy is bad. Everybody is poor. You don't have enough food to eat. come to me. I'm going to put you in transportation. I'm going to give you a train ride. Whoopee! Going on vacation. You're going to live in the, you're going to have housing. You're going to have beds. You're going to have food. You're going to have jobs. You're going to, you're never going to, you know, you're going to have clothing. And look what ended, look how it ended up.
Well, you know,
one man. Believe the one man. Can one man give so much power? That's what I'd like to know.
Well,
how can millions and millions of people, millions of people believe in one man? They never ask any questions. And that's another problem here in America, you know, with all this AI stuff, you know, taking away our critical thinking, our thought process, our creativity, our knowledge, because now you can turn off the computer and you tell them, oh, write me a thesis, and they'll write it for you, you know, on such and such, you know. And they don't even, people don't, young people don't have to think anymore. This is a very frightening, in my opinion. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks about these things. I don't know. But I find it very frightening.
Everything you're saying, I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself. Everything you're saying today is fascism. You have your own companies. You have your own life. You can play baseball. You can do whatever you want. Okay? But there's a power above everybody besides God that controls us. That's what they're doing. And people have to recognize the truth. And anybody who wants to challenge me on that is welcome to contact. I hope they do. I want to let you know that I have contacted Republican senators. I try to contact Donald Trump. I try to contact, I'm going to go on and on, because there's ways to stop this. And I'm not a politician. I'm just a guy that learned a lot by listening when I was at these financial conferences. I learned a lot. I mean, so much, I couldn't get it all. I couldn't get anything close to this in college, and I am a college graduate. So all I can say is anybody, again, wants to contact me, Rosa, you're welcome to give out my phone number. I have no problem discussing.
The interesting thing about me, I went to college, you know, and as well, and I didn't get my BA, but I've had taken so many classes, I should. But, and, you know, and here I was with a 3.5 GPA. And guess what? The most I learned was when I went through the court system, and it was so corrupt, it totally caused me the disillusionment of my country, my constitution, my flag, the judges, the lawyers, the whole system. I could not believe how corrupt our system was. And that's when I became a crusader for justice. I call myself an advocate for justice, started a grassroots movement, and began to find these victims like myself who were silent and just suffering on their own, believing that because there was nobody to listen to them, there was nowhere to go to tell their stories. There was no way to release their pain. And just telling somebody who believes them helps release the pain. But most people will dismiss them and say, oh, you must have misunderstood the judge. Oh, attorneys don't do that. Lawyers don't do that. Judges don't do that. You must have been mistaken. Or maybe you're just upset and maybe you're mentally disturbed or whatever. And so that's when I found out that knowledge. And I learned everything. I went to paralegal classes. I went to hit the law books. I wrote my own law briefs many times when I'd run out of money. And I can tell you that I learned more that way. And the things I learned, you're not going to learn in college.
I think a lot of people are like us, where you get into the real world. It's not like learning certain things in universities or any school. Talking about schools, look what they're doing to our kids, the children. Talking about sex, a 6-year-old, 8-year-old. I mean, this is total control of our life. And I'm not sorry if I'm grandstanding, but I just want to help spent most of my life. I made money doing this. I don't want any money. I don't want anybody to pay me anything. I want to donate my time and whatever knowledge I have that I can prove more than what we're talking about. We can talk about the inflation in Germany, and Mexico has had two devaluations of currency since 1979. Okay? Why are people poor in Mexico? You know why they're poor in Mexico? Because the government controls them. They take away their money. They use inflation, then they take away your money. They tax you. You can't do anything there. Now, it's a lot better.
Not only do they take away your money in third world nations, they take our money too, because we have donated trillions of dollars around the world and the people are still poor. So explain that to me.
Why do we send money to the Palestinians, the terrorist groups? Why do we do that?
That's what I'm saying. Why would we leave vehicles and military equipment and weapons and so forth behind in Iraq? Why did we do that? I mean, seriously, and why did we drop the food that was supposed to be meant for those fleeing who were being attacked, the good people in those countries who were being attacked at the time by ISIS and fleeing to the mountains to save their lives and their families? They didn't get the food. The food was dropped on top of ISIS. So manna from heaven there for ISIS. I mean, heaven forbid. And so people forgot about all of these things that were happening in the 90s, starting after the housing crisis. And it's been very slow and consistent with the steps they have taken, like a blueprint on how they're going to take down America and the American dream. You know, Jerry, in the 90s, I start, or 1990 or 89, I guess it was, I started AM/FM radio shows, and I would talk about the legal system, but then people started coming to me who were whistleblowers that used to work in the government and telling me these stories that the government was going to do to us and plan to do. And so they couldn't get on any major shows or radio shows, and they found me over in Los Angeles. And so I would let them talk because I was so fascinated. I didn't know whether to believe them or not, because, you know, everybody wants to believe in our government. And so, but then again, I knew about the legal system. So I was like, what if the government's corrupt? Oh, government. So I just listened to them and let them talk. And they said things to me and I have tapes that are happening today. And people didn't want to believe it. They were in denial. And our government would never do that to us. Well, yes, they will.
it's true, so
I think that the problem, I don't know, I think that the problem is that the people, I feel, this is my opinion, and I'm not a racist or anything like that, of course, but I truly believe, like in every other country, the only people who should run for president, vice president, United States Attorney General, which is a super important job, and federal judges, and Congress and the Senate should be natural-born American citizens. Because the reason I say that, it is because natural-born American citizens should be the first to be able to run their own nation and uphold, preserve, and defend their Constitution of the United States of America, because they're already assimilated by being innate to their soil, born to two legal Americans on U.S. soil or protected U.S. soil. So that is a natural-born American, and that's what they tried to confuse people about. But it's a very simple definition. And it's like they're trying to confuse people about two genders. into turning it into 57 or something. So, and change pronouns and arrest you for using the wrong pronoun. There's so much stuff going on. But the reason is because the naturalized American citizens are going to be, they have two masters and they're going to be endeared to two countries, country from which they were born, where their parents or grandparents or families may still live. And that's just a natural instinct, human instinct. And so they're torn between two countries. Also, the natural-born Americans can never be deported. But legal, naturalized Americans, for certain reasons of violating our laws, can be deported back to their countries and have been. So these are two significant reasons, and I think Americans should run their own, natural-born Americans should operate their own country, just like they do in every other country, Gary. You can't go to any other country, even Mexico, and illegally cross their border without getting thrown into a hellhole or China or Russia or shot or whatever. And you're not going to walk across their borders and they're going to say, welcome. What would you like? Would you like food and housing and a car and an iPhone? And how about, some welfare money? And what would you like? Would you want a plane trip home? Do you want to visit your parents? What do you want? Because that's what we're doing in this country. And you want an education? You want to go to college? What do you want?
The talk shows, like we're discussing now, is a very serious subject to discuss. But the talk shows, we talk pretty much on the same flavor of what's happening. Why don't we do something? Why are we waiting? Why don't the Republicans, the Libertarians, speak up and do something? Laws are being broken. People are being arrested. Why don't we do this? I don't understand. Why are we letting it happen? Why do we vote for these people that are just going to sit on their hands?
People, it's the old fear thing, like Hitler used, like you wanted to mention Hitler. It's the old fear thing, if you dare to say anything or do anything in opposition to their agendas, then you become the enemy, like Trump. He could go to prison for 400 years with all of the charges they have drummed up against him. This is such a shameful, disgraceful thing that's happening in our country that it's never going to be forgotten in history. Never.
Let me just say something. I want to say something good about people. Nikki Haley is a fantastic human being. She's on our side. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mark Cuban was a Democrat, and I understand that he doesn't want to run for president because he's a very good family man. But Mark Cuban, if you research what he's doing, he's more than a philanthropist. He's a human being that of the highest levels, moral. He has a company that you can buy. I don't know if it's a company or some association of sorts. You can buy drugs when you want to save money on. I'm buying prescription drugs. He set it up for people. Now, I try to contact him. I have never received a response. I can go on and on, but people have to do something. If you sit on your hands, you're waiting to be slaughtered. People sat on their hands with Hitler, Napoleon. You go through all these tyrants.
I agree with you. I think that we, the people, need to stand up for our Constitution and demand that these people in public office follow the Constitution and stop following their personal, political, and sexual preferences and their desires to climb the ladder of success by ignoring the will of the people and the Constitution of the United States, for which they swore an oath. And their sworn oath, if violated and proven to be violated, can lead them, if people knew and did something about it and demanded that they're in violation of the Constitution and a sworn oath and it's proven in a court of law, they can go to prison and they can be fined too. So no one is, you know, above the law unless the people allow them to be above the law and not hold them accountable by voting them out or filing a complaint against them for violating the United States Constitution and their sworn oath and see what happens from there. But people don't know their rights. And so that's what happens in this country. And unfortunately, Jerry, we ran out of time. But I really appreciate your time. We'll do it again. And sorry about the technical problem, but we will do it again. And God bless you. And I will get Captain Hung's information to you as well.
Thank you so very much. And thank everybody for listening. Vote Republican. Vote for somebody that's going to. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm running over. Vote for somebody to make the change.
Make the changes. Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
God bless you too. Enjoy.
Thank you. And that's all we have time for today. Remember, folks, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. By the way, they did. But always remember that together we can make a positive difference. And remember that you are never alone when you tune into Colombo Chronicles on Blog Talk Radio or on my new channel, Colombo Chronicles on YouTube. Subscribe and like, and be sure to get a copy of Obamasaurus on how the Judeo-Christian dinosaur nation was depopulated.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.